Tomorrow, of course, is Mother's Day, and I'm sure many of you have mothers here, and we acknowledge all of our mothers, living and deceased, those who are natural mothers, adoptive mothers, foster mothers, and indeed all who gave us a mother's care. We pray for them and ask the Lord to be with them and to help us to be thankful for the care that they gave us. Also want to call your attention to the fact that Movie with McNeil has been postponed until a week from Wednesday. There were three bags of money in a vault, and they were talking about what they wanted to do. The first bag said, you know, I've always liked going fast. I hope I'm spent on a really expensive and really fast sports car. The second one says, well, I always like sparkly stuff. I hope I'm spent on lots of gold and diamond jewelry. And the third one says, well, I'd like to help people. I hope that I can help a young family buy their first home. I want to be alone. In spite of Greta Garbo's famous line, I want to be alone, most of us don't want to be alone. We need other people. And Jesus understands that as he tells his apostles and us that he will not leave us orphans. When friends or family die, it's natural for us to be saddened because we won't see that person again in this world. And we may be frightened with the idea of what will I do now? But Jesus reminds us he will always will be with us and in us, even if we cannot see him. In the first reading, we see Jesus remaining with his church in sending the deacon Philip to Samaria to proclaim the gospel. And people came to believe and were baptized, and how the church, how the apostles come to lay hands on them that they may receive the Holy Spirit to be fully part of the body of Christ. As Jesus says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. And today, Jesus is, in fact, right in our midst. Peter, in the second reading, instructs the church to be ready to explain the reason for your hope. We are to live in hope. In spite of the troubled state of the world, we are to be hopeful because we understand, first of all, that this world is not our true home. We have a far greater world awaiting us. But while we are in this world, we do strive to make this world a better place, more charitable and more just. And we can only do that in and through the grace of God. Peter ultimately is telling us we have to be ready to share the faith, but gently, not doing something like saying to people, well, I've proclaimed the gospel to you. If you don't believe, you're going to hell. We can't do that. We are to be kind and to pray for them. We are to live in such a way that even if we are rejected, and indeed in our world today we are often rejected because people do not want to hear the good news, we are still to respond with humility and patience, still living and responding in charity. Not to worry about the suffering that we're going to have, because we trust in the Lord who understands suffering because he himself experienced suffering. Finally, in the gospel, Jesus is again speaking on the eve of his death and says, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, be faithful. And you won't be doing it, be faithful by on your own. The Holy Spirit will fill you and teach you what is true, to let you know that you won't be and aren't, in fact, alone. We are not to be fearful. We are to understand that Christ has already won the victory. And even when we may feel alone, we are not alone. If by God's grace we seek to obey what Jesus taught us and continues to teach us through the Scripture and through the constant teaching of the Church, then God will be with us and in us, and we will live in the Holy Spirit, in the Father, and in the Son. And if we continue to share the good news with the body of Christ, with the family of faith, we are to share that with joy, so that the gospel may come to be proclaimed, and that people may come to believe, and through that faith may come to life.